This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Rude Guest Hotline is Jacob Chychrun, who's got the third highest goal total of all the defensemen in the National Hockey League. And as we told you last week, we are giddy to announce that he'll be with us each and every week, every Wednesday, for the remainder of the season, providing trusted insight from a trusted insider. This is all presented by our friends at IT Cadre, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Jacob, last time out, Monday night, you guys got a massive win in a shootout, snapping a three-game losing streak. Wasn't pretty the entire way. Gave up a three-goal lead, gave up a couple of leads, but you finally got that 2 points and that win that's been eluding you. Take us back to Monday night.
Yeah, Willie led the way there with the Gordie Howe hat trick, so we were happy for him. Obviously a big night for our group to get back in the, you know, in the win column. And I think we still feel like we, you know, have another step to take as a team. That game wasn't necessarily perfect by any means, but, we'll take the positives from it and try to continue to get better as a group as we, you know, get closer to playoff time.
Yeah, Jacob, you guys have been so unbelievably good this year that it just feels so out of the ordinary. It's your first three-game schneid of the season. When it's not going as well for you guys, kind of what's the difference, things you can point to, and you know, how big a nice step forward was last night?
Yeah, I think, we like to use is predictability. I think when we're playing, it makes it easier to make reads off one another and support each other all over the ice. I think, you know, when we start to overcomplicate or pass or hold on to pucks a little too long, it makes it harder for, you know, guys to make reads off one another or be on the same page. I think, we're at our best when we're defending hard and getting pucks behind their D and getting on a forecheck and generating ozone time. You know, I think that's a big part of today's game is spending more time in the ozone than the zone. And, anybody that does that on a consistent basis is going to have success. So that's sort of, a big thing we find was kind of lacking a little bit. Just guys, you know, not being on the same page and not playing predictable for one another. So, we'll have to get back to that, you know, kind of brand of hockey that we play that has worked all year for us.
Jacob Chychrun, a top three scoring defenseman in the National Hockey League, one of the most important capitals. We are thrilled to be having him on the show every single Wednesday for the remainder of the season, presented by IT Cadre. Going to be a great partnership here moving forward. Hey, Jacob, how about the opportunity to play Ottawa? I mean, I know that's not the only team you've played for, right, in the NHL, but you were there for a couple of years. They trade you this offseason. I don't know if that was something initially you're excited about or not, but straight up for Nick Jensen, who's in the lineup for them, going back a couple of nights ago as well. So what's that like when you are playing your old mates and trying to kind of prove that, hey, you shouldn't have traded me?
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun playing against the guys. I mean, you know, you build great relationships with you know, all your teammates that you've had the privilege to play with. So it's always special, you know, being able to see the guys and compete against them. Obviously, you know, Arizona and Ottawa are, well, now Utah are kind of the two teams that I, you know pretty much the whole group. So, yeah, those are fun games. I think, you know, fun to go out and compete. And you know, obviously, they're both teams that are finding their way. I think they're both teams that are, you know, competing really hard to make the playoffs this year. And they're both right there, which is nice to see. I mean, for a long time, that wasn't the case for both those teams. And I think there were some frustrating years for most of the guys on both those squads. So, you know, I'm happy to see both of them be in the hunt at least. And yeah, but, yeah, those are, you know, just fun games, like I said. So, it's always nice playing against, you know, old teammates.
I always hear guys in the league talking about the group text, you know, in the locker room, because you guys are all so tight-knit that a bunch of you are going to go out and get steak or whatever. So I'm wondering, when you get traded, how quickly do you get dropped off the group text? Or do you have to do that yourself, or you just kind of wake up one morning and you've been removed? Like, how does that work?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you get a notification when you get dropped, so it's not.
You're just
like,
gone. You just don't hear from them anymore.
I got no notifications.
I mean, the majority of the group texts are for our team services guy to let us know of any updates to the schedule and stuff like that. So obviously, you know, I think the team services guys are usually the guys that are taking you off those team threads. But yeah, like I said, I don't think you get a notification when you're dropped. You just get one when you're added. So I guess I don't know exactly when it happens, but I imagine they try to do that pretty quickly. And guys will sometimes send a text, you know, a goodbye text, you know, if they do drop out themselves, they'll maybe send a text before doing so, just to, you know, have one last farewell. But yeah.
Jacob Chikrin with us here on Grant and Danny, part of his weekly installment with us going forward. Jacob, you were a baseball guy growing up, right? You played baseball?
I did, yeah. I loved it.
So I want you to imagine when you were a kid, let's say you got a fastball in the inner half and you ripped a double to the right center field gap. Then the next time up, you homered. I would imagine a pitching coach might say, hey, stop throwing him there. That's what I would have told Ottawa last night on that catching glove of Logan Thompson. Try somewhere else in the goal, man. That thing was magic last night.
Yeah, it's good good eye by you. I mean, I thought the same thing, and I talked to some of the guys on Ottawa after the game, and they were saying the same thing as well. They just you know, couldn't believe how good his glove was last night. So, yeah, when he's seeing the puck, he's more often than not saving it, and I think his glove was obviously pretty elite last night.
Jacob, I am a fan of 3-on-3 overtime. When it first came to the league, I actually thought it was the greatest thing in sports. But I will say, as much as I'm a diehard NHL fan and I'm wearing a Caps hoodie as we talk now, 3-on-3 to me has become just such a possession game where it's kind of lost the luster. Like, I still love it. I'll take it over 5-on-5. But, like, last night, you guys win the draw. And I just want you to keep the puck. And I think it was until Mikey shot about a minute and 40 later that you kind of were dropping back to the neutral zone. You're going back as far as you need to. You're slingshotting backwards. Do you like where we're at now with 3-on-3, or would you implement a rule? Like, I want to see something where either you can't leave your own offensive zone or you can't get past neutral ice going in the wrong direction. Like, what's your thought on that?
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I don't know. I think it's funny. I think the coaches are usually the ones to blame for that. They don't want the high-risk, run-and-gun style. I think when it first came in, you saw every night it was like it's either a breakaway or two-on-one. You know, it's just down and back. It's just back and forth the whole time. But I think that usually tends to give, you know, coaching staffs a few heart attacks. So they tend to want to get it a little bit more possession-based and a little less risk. So I think that's why now you see it a little bit less run and gun, but, I don't know. I still enjoy it. I think it's fun. You know, it depends. I think there's some times where it opens up a bit and it is run and gun, but you know, for the most part, it is quite possession based now. Our guys just don't want to give up much. So, I don't know about any rules going forward, but I know that was talked about. But I don't know. I think maybe just leave it as is and let the guys go.
Speaking of possession, Jacob, you're so gifted stick handling wise and jumping up into the play on offense. How long does that kind of take for you and your you know, defensive pairing, or maybe a forward that's got a pinch back to cover for you now? Like, how long does that take to kind of make it intuitive for them to maybe understand what you might want to do when it's aggressive time?
Yeah, I mean, that's just something we talk about. You know, you got to cover for each other, and you know, it's all about generating offense once you're in the O-zone. So we want our, you know, D-men all being active, and the forwards know that, and they know, you know, when we're trying to generate and create, they need to back us up. So it's just everybody being on the same page and making sure you're filling in for one another.
Jacob Chychrun with us on Grant and Danny. Hey, we got a heavyweight bout last night. Tom Wilson going at Brady Tkachuk. I guess Tkachuk really came at him after Willie took a shot from Claude Giroux. But I saw Willie in the dressing room after the game said he got a text from Mikey, kind of suggested he wanted some fireworks, which is fun. What'd you think about that? That's two big dudes throwing fists right in front of the bench last night.
Yeah, obviously entertaining. Yeah, I just think Willie's always ready to bring a spark for us when we need it. Yeah, it's just, you know, those are two big guys going at it. And, you know, Brady's a really big boy, and obviously Willie's, you know, been doing that for a long time and just a really strong guy. So, yeah, glad none of them got hurt. It's always fun to watch, and, it definitely brings a spark to the group. So, good on them for doing that for their teams.
HockeyFights.com's got you down for four fights in your career that I'm seeing here. You got Phillips. We got a good one with Braden Schenn here. Landeskog. Sound about right? Four fights, none since 22?
Yep, that sounds about right.
When's the next one?
My dad always told me it doesn't pay enough. I mean, he had to do that for his career. And he wanted all us young kids growing up to play with the puck, and you know, I think he knew that that was a much easier way to make a living. My pops told me there was a lot of restless pregame naps, knowing who he was going to have to go toe to toe with that evening. And you know, I have a lot of respect for the guys that make a living doing that. It's not easy, and you know, I think for me, I'd rather just have the puck on my stick and make plays out there.
Yeah, keep
but
doing it.
I'm always willing to stick up for a teammate when it's in need.
Have you turned any fights down, and what's the protocol there?
Turned any down? I mean, I don't know. I obviously don't have a reputation for dropping the gloves, so I don't think anybody's really coming after me asking unless I do something or, you know, whatever the case may be. But
No, usually if you tend to make a dirty play, you're going to get asked to answer the bell. But for the most part, you know, it doesn't happen too much. So,
well, Jacob, we're fired up to have you on the show for the rest of the season each Wednesday. We're going to have to figure out, though, what the intro music's going to be for your segment. Do you have a band or a song that you really like that we could play to kick off the segment out of the break each week?
How about you guys surprise me, and I'll give the thumbs up or thumbs down. Maybe we'll have to change it up each week until you find a good one for me.
I won't
give
any
hints. I like
that. Yeah. You could grade our choice. Give us an idea just of your favorite type of music so we know what lane, aisle
to shop on. I'm a country guy, for sure.
All right, good. We will mix it up, and then you'll give us the approval or the denial, and we'll settle on our sweet spot.
All right, guys. All the best. Thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.